call love, but confess you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
I'm George Glask, Chairman and Managing Director of GJ Cleverly Bespoke Shoemakers London. Mr. Cleverly unfortunately died about 20 years ago, but he'd been making shoes up to the age of 93, so I took the business on after him and worked with him for a number of years before he departed. Personally, I've been in this business a couple of years now. I think I've done nearly 50 years. So, you know, sometimes I think, you know, George, you know, you've made it this far, so carry on a bit longer. I always reckon that having bespoke shoes come in sort of three different categories. There's the guy that just wants shoes that he wants. He doesn't want to go into the local shop in Oxford Street or Bond Street and someone says, you've got to buy that shoe, that shoe, or that shoe, or that shoe. They've got the row of them. He wants that shoe with that leather, with that colour. He wants his own shoe. He's happy with that. I think the biggest reason is that most people haven't got a pair of feet. You'll always get one foot that's bigger than the other, whether it's longer, whether it's wider. And of course, ready-made shoes are sold in pairs. You know, they're the two main. The guy wants his own shoe, and he wants it to look like leather-wise, style-wise, design-wise, of what he wants. And they'll fit him, obviously, to the way that a shoe should fit. He won't have to break them in and push them out. They're the two basic reasons that people have shoes made. Or, you know, sometimes people might have a sort of surgical sort of problem that their foot is quite a bit different. So they have no alternative but to have their shoes made. There'll always be a demand for handmade shoes. I go back when they were £20 for a pair of bespoke shoes. £20, I can't believe that. And now I'm saying nearly £3,500. God, where did that happen? So our shop is in 13 Royal Arcade, Old Bond Street, but I've been often accused when people come in, because it's a bell sort of intercom system, so they press the bell and then they gain entrance. And then when you meet the client and just talking, then you'll often hear sort of various small bits of tapping coming from the workroom. And then I've also been accused of, oh, that's clever, have you got a tape recording actually making those sounds? And I respond, no, sorry, exactly what you mean. Well, it kind of looks like you've got someone upstairs doing work. I said, we have. And then when I show them, because they're not quite sure, they're absolutely amazed of what they actually see, that there is someone in this part of the world that is actually constructing and making some bespoke shoes, which I think you'd probably agree is a thing of the past.
My name is Teemu Pekka Leppänen, and I'm a last maker at Cleverly's. What I normally do, I see customers downstairs in the shop, take their measurements, listen to what they kind of want to order, go through the certain kind of different styles, different leathers they can choose for their shoes, and then kind of basically take their order right down, and then start taking their measurements into the book. So what I normally get them to do is to stand on top of the book, and then take the outline of their feet, and then also a few key measurements, which then all based on these measurements and the outline of their feet, the last the kind of a like wooden last, which is like a basically like a wooden mold of their feet, if you like, will be made on that. So therefore, that kind of last is kind of a very important part of that process.
A number of people have seen this, and I think this is what we call, or what people have said to me, is the graveyard of feet. This is our last room, where everyone's last lies when we're not normally using them or they're not in production. There's probably in the region of about 3,000 here, and it's pretty prestige of the who's who. And they're mainly speaking just enormous amount of great customers that we've accumulated over, you know, many, many years that have had shoes made from us. And, you know, they remain in here, and then they're taken out when the customer requests some shoes to be made.
After the last is made, What happens next is for each individual customer, we make a paper pattern, first of all. That will be going for the style of the shoe that they've chosen in the shop. And then the what we normally do, a master standard, which is the kind of basic outline of the style that they've chosen. And then this pattern gets broken into separate pieces, like the vamps and the quarters and insteps and caps. And that makes it easier for the next stage for the clicker to cut the right pieces out of the leather for the to form the upper part of the shoe.
So I'm Adam Law, so I'm a last maker and clicker as well. Once the last and the patterns have been made, so then Termo passes the patterns on to me, and so the patterns are individual pieces of the shoe. So you've got a pattern for the vamp or the cap, and then the quarters. So I cut out all of the components and the linings, and then I'll bundle that all together, and then I'll give that to a closer, so which is the person that machine stitches the uppers together.
My name is Jessica. I am an apprentice shoemaker here at UJ Cleverleys. I am doing the finishings here of the shoes, so it is the final stage of the shoes that I'm working on, which is usually taking the last out of the shoes and putting in the socks for the clients and sanding down, making sure everything is safe in the inside of your shoes.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes.
My name is Marsha Hall and I am a bespoke shoemaker. It all came about because I couldn't find shoes that I liked for my wedding. I was wearing white, and at that time, this is like 15 years ago, everything was ivory. And so I've got a fashion degree from years ago, so I've always had that sort of creative side in me. When I couldn't find what I wanted, I thought, okay, I'll look into seeing if I can have shoes made to my designs. But there's very few people that will work with wedding shoes because the machinery has to be so clean and the materials are so delicate. So I thought, right, I'm going to learn to do this myself. And that's how it started. Because I wanted to help people, they were telling me, oh, I have problems with this, and I have bunions, and I can't get shoes to fit me, and this rubs. I thought, okay, I'm going to learn. So I went to college, and that's why, because I do everything from scratch, I think that's what's so appealing to people that do find it difficult to get comfortable shoes in the shops, because I can work with their feet. I take their measurements, and then I have the last, which are wooden blocks that the shoes are formed on. I have those made for them, so they can specify everything about the shoe, from the toe shape to the heel height to the shape of the heel. I incorporate that with their foot measurements, and then we work on a design together, which is either what they want or that best suits them. And then we create the shoe from that. It's a process, though. There's some mock-ups along the way and fittings, so it takes quite some time. If I've got everything's perfect, I can make a pair of bespoke shoes in about a week, but the process takes longer because I want to make sure that I've got everything fitting perfectly for the customers. So it takes about 6 to 8 months for the whole process, from first meeting to me having the lasts made, taking the foot measurements, then trying their mock-ups, then trying the second stage fitting. So it's quite a lengthy process, but that's so that I can get them absolutely perfect for the customer, because for the time that I put in and the love that I put into it, they're a good price. But compared to shop-bought shoes, so you might spend £50 in Marks and Spencers. Well, my prices, I do have a range where you can just try them on and buy them, and that starts at £450. But if someone's having something made bespoke, they start at £600 for the shoes.
My name is Tim Little and I'm the Chief Executive and Creative Director of Brentson. Brentson began in 1866, so next year is our 150th anniversary. It was started by a guy called William Green, and then around the turn of the century they shortened William Green and Son down to Brentson, and it became a brand name, and we've been continuously making shoes for 150 years. So our shoes are sold all over the world. Our biggest market is obviously the UK, and we sell in places like Selfridges and Liberty and Harvey Nichols and Harrods. But we also sell in America, Japan, Korea, the Middle East, pretty much everywhere. So the type of shoe we make, to the layman coming around seeing a factory like this, would say they're handmade shoes, because so many of the operations are done by hand. But this is a factory production type of shoe.
I'm Roger Tufnell. I've been here since 1983. And I'm now the pattern cutter and the guy that builds all the patterns for the factory. I've got no intention of giving up for quite a few more years. I've got my health. I'm quite happy. What should I? And I enjoy what I do, because everything I do is never the same, because the styling changes. It's always a bit of a challenge, which is great, lovely, I enjoy it. I've got the experience which a lot of young people won't get. I mean, it must be very difficult for people to even get into the shoe trade. The way I was brought up was from the bottom upwards. I didn't go to university and do a degree in design. I was brought up through the factory. Design came through working with people, understanding what people wanted with the people who were selling the stuff.
In terms of new people coming into the business, in terms of the actual making of the shoes, we do get some interest, but it is the biggest challenge for a company like us, a factory like us. A lot of young people want to do something to do with IT and computers and what have you, and actually making a product is not something they're necessarily that interested in. However, what we've done is we've tried to create an environment here which is a really nice place to work, and we treat it more of a workshop than a factory. It's our challenge to get young people to understand that, and it's difficult, but I think in time it will happen.
There's still quite a few students coming through the footwear courses. A lot of them, I think, want to be designers rather than the hands-on making of the shoes. But I get quite a few emails from students asking to come and do work experience with me because they want to know about the construction of the footwear.
We have a number of people that apply for this job, or actually just out of the blue ask us, have you got any apprenticeships going? You know, the reality is, we say, yeah, come in, we have a chat, we show them what we're looking for them. Some of them stay 2 days, some of them stay 2 months, and some of them stay 6 months. But, you know, it's difficult to, for some reason, to encourage people. I'm not quite sure why. Maybe it just seems too much hard work to them.
Start walking.